The main thrust of the committee is to review and guide FAO's work in the area of agriculture, livestock, food safety, nutrition, economic and social, and natural resource management. So it's a very important committee of member countries, 194 countries, and we have close to 400 delegates coming from the entire world that are going to be gathering here to discuss important issues that will affect agriculture development and also the work that FAO will do in the future.
And what would you consider to be the priority issues that will be discussed this week?
The committee have identified 14 issues, but the main issues discussed are the issues of sustainable soil management. There's the issue of sustainable livestock development. And then when we talk about climate change and what livestock can represent in climate change, sustainability in this area is very important. And discussion will be around nutrition and how to mainstream nutrition in national policies and how to mainstream nutrition in agriculture and innovation, the role of innovation in sustainable rural development, technologies, using improved varieties, using today they're talking about agroecology, it can be even institutional innovation. And above all, countries are going to be debating the new strategy of FAO for climate change, how FAO is going to be helping countries to address the important issue of climate change. And the main document of this session will be on the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, what FAO can do for countries to help them in the implementation of SDGs.
And what are your expectations for the outcomes of the conference?
The combination of experts and decision makers for this conference is important so that we can have cross-fertilization in terms of advice and recommendation and also the review of all these issues. We will present what the new trends are in agricultural development. They are urbanization. You know, in every country now, cities are growing and you have to feed them, but that also affects the agricultural development of the countries. You have also the issues of peace and food security. You know, what can happen when there's war in the country, people are displaced, that affects agriculture. If food security is not attained, also that can create civil unrest. And the last trend issues is also migration and how this also affects agricultural development. So we have to think about agriculture now outside of the box. It's not only the issue of food security and income generation, but also it can affect so many things which are part of the livelihood of the people.